Welcome to the Christmas Joy Podcast. It's 21 days until Christmas Day. Hey everyone, I'm Chris Ann Blair, Christmas coach and founder of ChristmasOrganizing.com, and I'm here to share with you tips and ideas to help you calm the Christmas chaos by creating a Christmas plan. Without a plan at Christmas, you can easily get overwhelmed, overspend, overcommit, leave Christ out of Christmas, and more. Don't let Christmas chaos lead to Christmas stress. You deserve to enjoy the Christmas season. Today, I want to share with you about decorating. Do you like to decorate? Some people do and others do not, and that's okay. In my house, I've had as many as 12 different trees decorated, but some years I've only had one or two. Either way is okay. I recently helped a friend decorate her house for Christmas. She has a small tree that's already decorated, stockings, a little greenery, a wreath for her door, a swag for the mailbox, and a ball of mistletoe to hang, along with a few more items around the house. She does a minimal amount of decorating, and the items are things she purchased recently. For her, the decorations are perfect, and she is happy with it, as it should be. For me, my main tree is filled with ornaments that have a story. The stockings are ones my mother made for me when I was a baby. Lots of my decorations have been in the family for a while, and my rooms all have themes. For me, this is what I love, and I am happy with the explosion of Christmas in our house. Some people tease and say it looks like Christmas threw up in our house. While I love this type of decorating, I would never say to everyone that this is the way to do it if they wanted to do something different. My goal with Christmas organizing is to encourage you to decide on what is important to you in all aspects of Christmas and make that what you work towards. Celebrating Christmas is about what brings you joy during the holidays, not what everyone else says Christmas should or should not be. How do you like to decorate? Here's a little tip about decorating. One thing I did years ago was to purchase reusable gift boxes that are larger in size. Many of them nest inside each other, making storage easy. I use these boxes all around the house to decorate with and then place gifts inside them closer to Christmas. It's a quick and easy way to decorate. The last thing I want to talk about is something special I do at Christmas. It's called a memory tree. When my mother died, some people expected me not to celebrate Christmas that year because of her passing, but I said my mother would come and haunt me if I did not. She loved Christmas and passed that love on to me. So what I did was to create a way to honor her memory at Christmas, and I created a memory tree. I use a 3-foot Christmas tree, and on it I place picture ornaments of people who have passed in our family, along with ornaments that symbolize things they loved or ornaments that were theirs. As we decorate the tree, we talk about each person and our memories of them. The tree is on top of our piano and holds a special place in our home. How do you honor your loved ones at Christmas who have passed? Thank you for joining me today for this episode of the Christmas Joy Podcast. During the month of December, we will be having a podcast each day to help you through what can be a chaotic month. In January, the podcast will be once a week and follow our yearly planning schedule to create a Christmas notebook. I've created over 100 plus forms for Christmas planning. The forms are available to Candy Cane Club members via Patreon at the $2 a month and above level. All patrons receive early access to our podcasts, ebooks, and more. I invite you to join me as a patron to get first access to planning for Christmas. Your membership allows us to keep the Christmas Organizing website free of those annoying banner and pop-up ads for as little as $12 a year. Visit ChristmasOrganizing.com for more information, and don't forget to sign up for our free newsletter and join us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. Until next time, wishing everyone a Merry Christmas filled with joy.